Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Olive and Alana with your 10 a.m. Headlines. In local news, a health alert has been issued in Queensland as a tourist with measles travelled around to different locations in Brisbane, the Sunshine Coast and Gold Coast. The adult was infectious with measles as they travelled to Australia Zoo, mini golf, multiple train stops, shops and hostels. This occurred between Wednesday and Saturday. Their specific location and times can be located online. Metro North Public Health Doctor Dr. Alexandra Urin has said anyone in these locations should monitor their health over the next 18 days. Also in local news, the federal government has announced $105 million as a disaster relief plan for Queensland after the floods. $7 million is included for Fuda, which was devastated from the floods in Queensland's west. The funding goes towards 5,222 kilometres of exclusion fencing to be repaired. Primary producers can grant up to $75,000 for repairs and loans up to $250,000. The Prime Minister sent a message to those affected in the outback floods. We are with you. We will provide whatever support is necessary. In national news, Perry Cotton, the iconic Australian fashion designer, has passed away at age 73. According to a statement made by her brand, Austin Group, they confirmed that Perry had passed away peacefully on Friday, the 4th of April. The fashion designer was renowned for her timeless elegance and contribution to the Australian fashion scene. A post on Cotton's Facebook paid tribute to her achievements. Her contribution to the fashion industry was not only visionary, but also deeply personal. She understood the modern Australian woman and designed with purpose, integrity, and grace, it said. There are currently 7 Perry Cotton stores open in Australia today.
Also in national news, a 46-year-old man was charged after he attempted to open the door on an AirAsia flight. The police were called to Sydney Airport yesterday after a man tried to pry open an emergency plane door mid-flight. Flight crew and passengers managed to successfully detain the man until landing, where he reportedly assaulted a crew member in the process. The man was charged with endangering the safety of an aircraft and assaulting a member of the cabin crew. In international news, 4 space tourists, including one Australian explorer, have returned to Earth after orbiting the North and South Poles in a private space exhibition. Previously rocketed from the Kennedy Space Center, the quartet landed in the Southern California coast Friday morning after the crew traveled for 3.5 days in a circular orbit. German robotics researcher Rebe Rugg, who was a passenger on board the quartet, shared her experience. "It is so epic because it is another kind of desert, so it just goes on and on and on all the way. It was the first Pacific splashdown in over 50 years. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge